Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1. To Boston, Bloomberg 1200. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
Long before he makes it to the NBA, or maybe not long, LeVar Ball has already got his own brand. We're going to dig into the business of sports and talk about what this might mean for Lonzo Ball, I should say, and his new business that's starting even before his NBA career. But first, let's get the very latest business news headlines from Charlie Pellerton.
All right. I thank you very much, Corey Johnson. Happy Wednesday. Final trading day for May. It is on to the month of June, and it was an up month with the S&P 500 index adding more than 1% in May. A down day today, though, with the S&P 500 index falling a point to 2411. A little change there, down less than 0.1%. A lot of people waiting for Friday's jobs report, but also a decline in trading revenue at J.P. Morgan Chase sent bank shares lower. Oil declined amid doubts that prolonged cuts by OPEC and its allies will succeed in clearing a surplus while U.S. output remains resilient. Stephen Schwark is president of the Schwark Group. He says drillers are looking at record production this year.
Well, if you want to believe the EIA forecast right now and what they're telling you what the average is going to be, we're going to be over 9.5 million. So we're going to be at or near a modern-day record, certainly by the end of this year, first quarter of next year. And again, with the EIA making its forecast, going forward, we'll be at over 10 million barrels. So we will certainly surpass the all-time high, which was set in 1970, of peak supply here in the United States. And there's no reason to think that's going to change.
West Texas Intermediate crude today down 2% to $48.66 a barrel. The Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy continued to grow modestly or moderately in nearly all regions in recent weeks, though new signs appear that optimism has waned in some districts. Gold up $9.90 the ounce to $12.72, up 0.8%. The 10-year up 1/32nd with a yield of 2.20%. S&P down a point to 2411, a drop there of less than 0.1%. The Dow down 20, down 0.1%. NASDAQ down 4, a drop also of 0.1%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
We doing big pimpin', we spendin' cheese. Check 'em out now. Big pimpin' on BLAD. We doing big pimpin' up in NYC.
So let's talk about pimping your brand before you even make it into the league. Lonzo Ball and his outspoken father, LeVar Ball, have launched a brand even before he's dribbled a single ball in the league. Neil Schwartz joins us right now as Vice President of Business Development and Market Insights with the Sports One Source Group. He's based in Boulder, though he's in 1130 Studios in New York today. And first, Neil, let me help you set up a little better. What is the LeVar Ball Big Baller B-Ball brand?
Well, first of all, Corey, thanks for having me on today. And, You know, they've really come out. Just like you said, even before Lonzo Ball has dribbled a ball on an NBA court and created this big baller brand, trying to sell very high priced sneakers, really in a market that I'm not sure can take sneakers at the $495 price point that they're talking about. Especially given the fact that when we look at average selling prices and for basketball in general, we've been seeing about a 10% decline over the last 2 years. And, you know, right now basketball business in general is basically flat so far year to date in 2017.
So, and yet the basketball sneaker business is very interesting. And if, you know, some specialty shoes have arrived, there's limited editions. There are some shoes that are selling for big dollar, that are limited runs and so on. Where do those shoes end up retailing? What kind of price points are we talking about?
Well, I think you can see those prices anywhere from the thousands of dollars, you know, down into, you know, hundreds of dollars. If you go on a site like StockX, which is a site that specializes in what we call the secondary market,
right?
Collectibles and things, you can really get an idea about how those sneakers are doing. But in most cases, Corey, those shoes are real limited releases. In some cases, they've been out, you know, they haven't been around for a while. In other cases, they are re-released, both Nike and then Brand Jordan, which of course is part of Nike, you know, likes to continually release these shoes that were classics, and in some cases adds new colorways, new options, new features, but, you know, still retains the original design, especially in the case of the Jordans.
Well, so, you know, years ago I started a basketball magazine called Slam Magazine, and it's been very successful. And the addition of sort of the sneakers as part of the editorial was something I was a little resistant to. We did it, and I thought, well, maybe we'll get some sneaker ads. It could be some neat stuff. I never anticipated they'd launch a secondary magazine called Ticks and Kicks, and that sneakers, basketball sneakers, would have this thing. I mean, you've got this story this week where the new Kevin Durant Nike shoe, the KD10, will be released everywhere Friday, but on Thursday night during the game, when he's in the game, you can pre-order the shoe in the Nike app. When he's subbed out, the ads will go away from the, when he's subbed back in, it'll come back in. So sneakers have their own, basketball sneakers have their own life to them.
Well, I think, you know, number one is that the, you know, the bigger brands and in some cases even the smarter brands are utilizing social media really to its fullest impact. I think first we saw how well Adidas was able to really maximize their social media footprint, with a non-basketball brand, and that would be the Yeezys, you know, the Kanye West, shoes, and then how they've been able to leverage that across other aspects of the business. I think that Nike, you know, with what they're doing with the KDs on Thursday night, is going to be very interesting. One of the things that I'm going to be looking at is I'm going to be doing a little bit of a basketball shoe scorecard during the basketball finals as our data comes out. We produce weekly data. I'm going to be taking a look and see how the different brands are doing. How right. has Nike doing? How is Jordan doing? And then, of course, how is Under Armour doing with the Steph Curry shoes during the finals? So we're really going to get a look and see how, you know, this mix of media, social media, pop culture, and then, of course, basketball footwear kind of all blends together.
Well, getting back to LeVar Ball, check out this soundbite from Jeannie Buss, who sat down with our Michael Barr and Scott Schlossnick of Bloomberg Business of Sports show. Listen to what she had to say about it.
I think, you know, most of the people that I know who aren't in this business know who he is. And I think if that's the name of the game is, you know, getting your brand out there, then I think he's done a good job.
So she doesn't sound too mad. Magic Johnson says his dad's going to call him down his act. What do you think the problem is with this young man and having his own brand before he gets into the league?
Well, I think there's two things. Number one, Jeannie Buss, I think, is being very politically correct in the way that she chose her words in response to that. You know, I think it takes a lot of guts, you know, on the part of his father to make the claims that he's making. I mean, he's claiming that it's going to be a $3 billion brand before they've even sold – you know, they've even sold that many shoes. I think, you know, it's show me, you know, what Lonzo is going to do first on court and then how he's going to be able to generate buzz. And then, you know, then you bring the sneakers into it. But it's unusual where the sneakers come first and, you know, the ball player then comes second. You know, some other brands have actually tried this, in some cases, way back when Reebok, you know, when they were promoting Allen Iverson, as well as some other brands before, these players were really big stars. And I hate to say it, you know, these things just didn't work out very well.
Neil Schwartz, Sports One Source Group. Thank you very much. Listen to Bloomberg Markets.
Thanks, Corey.
Let's see the very latest in world and national news headlines from Bloomberg News anchor Nathan Hager in our 99.1 studios in Washington, D.C.
Corey, the latest shoe to drop in the Russia election meddling investigations here in Washington. Former FBI Director James Comey reportedly plans to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee a week from tomorrow about his claim that President Trump urged him to drop his investigation into fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Meantime, Flynn has agreed to turn over documents related to his businesses to that Senate committee after initially resisting a subpoena.
His involvement with the with Turkish government officials, his consulting work with Turkey, as well as those groups' relationships with Russia and Russia finances, Russia banks. I think all of this is only going to continue to come out.
It's Bloomberg Chief Washington Correspondent Kevin Cirilli. The U.S. may have to deal with the debt ceiling debate much sooner than expected, and wealthy Americans may be a big part of the reason why. Independent estimates show many high earners delayed recognizing as much as 20% of their taxable income last year. That means revenues are lagging this year. More from Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons.
Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says he's been told by the Treasury Secretary that tax receipts are coming in slower than usual and lawmakers should raise the ceiling before their August recess. But Bloomberg BNA's Jonathan Nicholson says outside analysts are not as concerned.
They're looking at the receipts. Shows a little bit of weakness, but nothing that would throw off those October, November estimates.
Nicholson.
Global news 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Nathan Hager. This is Bloomberg.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.